VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Banished to the friend zone. Today's video talks about a situation I'm sure many of us have been in before. After going out with someone you really like, someone you're very attracted to and want to have a future with, you're hit with those painful words. Let's just be friends. It doesn't matter whether you're on the giving or the receiving end of those words, it can make for an awkward situation. So I recommend today's video as it helps give a new perspective on this age-old problem. I have my own experiences to share about this, but for now, let's look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. The path towards a tender future is being gently but firmly closed off. We are, with a smile, being shunted into the category of the failed, the ignored, and the lightly despised. Okay, I'll say it one more time. The path towards a tender future is being gently but firmly closed off. We are, with a smile, being shunted into the category of the failed, the ignored, and the lightly despised. Okay, let's go to our pronunciation tips. We have a couple of instances of blended words today. For example, with a. With and a can combine to form with a. We are, with a smile, being shunted. And also, the ignored can be combined to almost sound like one word. The ignored and the lightly despised. Our next pronunciation tip, the word towards. Towards begins with a schwa sound and has an R sound, towards. You can think of the word war is inside the word, towards. And despised. Despised has a short E, a long I, and a Z sound. Despised. Let's take a look at our vocabulary. Our first word is tender. Tender means gentle, loving, or kind. Here's an example sentence. The mother calmed her baby with a tender kiss. Our next word is gently. Gently means without force or strength. For example, Chihuahuas have small bones, so they need to be handled very gently. And our last word, despise. To despise means to feel a strong dislike for someone or something because you think that that person or thing is bad or has no value. Here's an example sentence. I can tolerate spiders and mosquitoes, but I despise cockroaches. And that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. In high school, I became infatuated with a girl named Jessica. When we met, I was 17, and she very quickly became the center of my universe. I really wanted her to be my girlfriend, but alas, she just wanted to be friends. And here, I think, is where I made my crucial mistake. Instead of just accepting that and moving forward as a friend, I hung on to false hope, thinking that if we just spent enough time together, she'd suddenly change her mind and we'd fall hopelessly in love. As a result, I missed out on opportunities I may have had with other girls because I was so stuck on Jessica. Not only that, but it was impossible for us to have a proper friendship because I was so intent on trying to make it something that it wasn't. The good news is that I learned from my mistake, and since that time, I've made several platonic female friends, some of whom I've been friends with for years or even decades. And some of those female friends have even played the role of matchmaker, actively helping me find a romantic partner. So my advice to anyone listening is simple. If someone wants to just be friends, and they really mean it, don't be afraid to go ahead and be their friend. you may find their friendship more valuable than you realize. But that's enough about me. I want to hear about you. Have you ever been friend-zoned? Or have you ever been in the unenviable position of needing to friend-zone someone? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.